fourth parak of Ma'aseh Sheni Mishnah Hei, we are continuing with the concept of the previous Mishnahs of ways of getting out of paying this extra fifth. So before we had an easy way of doing it. If you have money, you give the money to somebody else and he receives your fruits. But now it's on a case where he doesn't have the money in his hands, that he can't give the money over to anybody. His money is at home and it's not under his control now. He has no one to give it to. And to transfer ownership of money in his house, he doesn't have a way of doing it right now. Of course, chalita doesn't work, and the sheikh they can't do. So he basically seems to be stuck. His money is in his possession, and he can't give it over to anybody else. What does he do? Aymar chaveyer tells his friend, "Tariteiru seivan asumach abamaton." He's machne his produce to his friend, and now the produce becomes his friend. The chayz of aymar, then he proclaims, the produce which now belongs to my friend will be redeemed on the money that I have in my house. The money doesn't have to be in your hand in order to redeem it, it's under your control. And now that he gave the payers to somebody else, it comes out that he's mechalal from his money onto somebody else's payers, and therefore he will not have to pay the chaymish.